This all happened as it were a precipitation. Now if you read the Veda very carefully, you will find this description in one way or the other. And then Mother says in that story that when this happened, the Divine Mother, which is known as Aditi in the Veda, the Aditi went to the Supreme Lord, the origin of origins, and said, accident has occurred. So much of darkness has come about, it has to be repaired. What is to be done? So the Lord said, now you create other, emanate other beings who will not sever their relationship with the origin. And then there was the origin of other kinds of beings. These beings are called gods. There was a creation of God. This is the origin of gods. Even that was not sufficient. Then the Supreme Divine Mother, through her love, delight, and all the crystals of the delight fell upon the inconscient. And from there arose, out of the inconscience, with the help of these crystals of divine love, with the help of the gods, in battle with the darkness, the entire world began to move forward. And matter came, and life came, and mind came, and that is where we are now. Now, out of this story, which you can find out in the Veda, many consequences can be derived about the whole world. First, that gods were not present at the origin of the world. It's a very important statement. Gods don't know everything. In the Veda there is a very beautiful verse, the verse of creation. I don't want to bother your mind with so many terms, but this is a very important verse. It is called Nasadiya Sukta. It is a hymn of creation called Nasadiya Sukta. It is so called because the very first words are Na Asat, is the first words of this Sukta. Nasat is the first word, therefore it is called Nasadiya Sukta. He says, in the beginning there was no non-being, there was no being. There was only one. And then the whole world came out of it. But who knows really the story of the whole creation? Even gods do not know, this is what it says. Even gods do not know the secret of the creation. Because they were not there at that time. Now this is very important sentence, because if you read the very first line of Savitri, I don't know, some of you may have read the Savitri. The very first line of Savitri is, it was an hour before the gods awake. It was an hour before the gods awake. What does it mean? It was a time when gods were not there as yet. Sri Aurobindo starts the whole book of Savitri. It's called the Book of the Beginnings. So when you read Savitri, this will be a very helpful indication. It was an hour before the gods of Sri Aurobindo describes the world as it was before the gods were created. Gods had not yet come. And Sri Aurobindo describes the darkness which was in darkness. Darkness that was enveloped in darkness. So much of inconscience. The whole beginning of Savitri starts with this description. This was discovered by the Vedic rishis. That in the beginning there was this inconscience. Tato ratra jayata tatah samudro arnavaha. From there arose the night and from there arose the complete inconscience. It is that inconscience which is described by Sri Aurobindo in the Book of the Beginnings, at the very beginning of Savitri. There is in the Veda a very interesting story. It is said that when all gods were created, they are called to be not firstborn. They were not firstborn because they were later created. When all the gods were created, they were told by the Supreme, now you go down into the inconscience and repair the inconscience. Bring the light there. And the God said, it is too dark, we won't be able to do anything there. Then they found that in the Aditi, in the Supreme Divine Mother, there was something which they perceived, which they call Agni, fire. This is the Vedic name. They found in the Supreme Divine Mother an element of Agni, of fire, and said, if that element is put there, that will be able to repair the darkness. Then that Agni was brought out and put into the inconscience. This is the story in the Veda. There is a whole sukta on this subject. There is another story. When all the gods summon Agni, they summon fire and say, oh Agni, please do this other work which was to be done. And Agni says, once upon a time you summoned me and I obeyed you and went into the inconscience. And the work there is so difficult, I will now not do any other work for you. I am already doing this work, which is very difficult work for me. So this is the condition that is described in regard to Agni and the fire. Fire is something that is born out of the divine. This is the fire which becomes in us what we call our soul. Therefore Sri Aurobindo says, the soul is a spark directly from the divine. It is that spark which grows a psychic being in us, which guides our movement. It is the leader of sacrifice. It is the Purohita, it is the priest, the forerunner of our journey. This is the discovery that the Vedic rishis made. And therefore they gave so much importance to Agni, to fire. Why should we tend to fire? Because it is the one element which has been put into the inconscience to repair the inconscience. Its function is to lead the human journey and to bring from the Divine directly all that is needed to repair the inconscience. The purpose of our being on the earth is only this: the inconscience has to be repaired. We are here to repair the inconscience. This was the discovery of the Vedic rishis. We are here to repair the inconscience. And we can do it by the help of Agni. What we are is this aspiration of fire. That is why we are required to fight the battle. That is why this world is a battle. Our life is a battle. We could have easily gone away from this world. But because our task is to cure this inconscience, it is not allowed to us to go away from this. We all tend to work in the world. We remain in the world. We fight in the world. And even if you lift yourself from the world, it is only to come back to this world. Even if you go into the highest, loftiest realization, you come back with that loftiest realization and put into the inconscience to awaken it. Connected with this now is the last point. What is the highest, as a result of all this knowledge, what is the highest that they achieved? Did they cure the inconscience? They discovered the inconscience. This is the answer that we find in the Veda when we read the Veda. They found out that you cannot cure the inconscience unless you enter into supermind. That is a very important condition. So their entire process was to enter into supermind. But having entered into supermind was not enough. Inconscience is down there. So there was also the process of descent. For arriving at supermind, there is a process of ascent. You go upwards. Even that movement of ascent is not a straight ascent. There is ascent and descent of various kinds. You go upward, you come down. You go upward, you come down again. Agastya was not allowed to climb up unless he distributed himself. You rise up and you distribute whatever you gain, share with everybody, then you go upward again, and then again you distribute yourself. Sri Aurobindo calls it the law of ascent and integration. You ascend upwards, then you come down. Give the benefit of your ascent to the lower levels and again lift them up to the higher level. Therefore, the whole history of the world is not a straight line of upwards. Whole history of the world is cyclical. You rise up, you go down. You rise up, you go down. But like a spiral. The history of the world is like a spiral. There is a big legend in the Veda called the legend of the rishis called Angirasa. There was a group of Saptarshi, seven rishis. And these rishis were in search of the cows which were lost. This is the legend. There are seven rishis which were in search of the cows which were lost. Now I told you last time, cow is an algebraic term in the Veda. And cow stands for light. They were in search of the light which was lost. Angirasa rishis stand for all of us. We are all Angirasa rishis because we are all seekers. So you might say that we are all in search of the lost cows. We are all the time in search. Actually, we are all the time seeking. And if you ask yourself what we are seeking, we are seeking something that we had but we have lost. This idea was taken up by Plato in the West. He said that all seeking is a seeking for knowledge. And all knowledge is remembrance. All knowledge is remembrance. Remembrance is only of what you knew, but what you have forgotten. And now you remember. When you gain knowledge, it is not a new thing. You knew it already somehow. You were originally full of knowledge, but somehow you have lost it. Then you seek out what you have lost, and when you gain, oh, you remember, my Lord, oh yes, I knew it already. In fact, all process of true knowledge is of that kind. When true knowledge dawns, you recall that, yes, you knew it. You had forgotten, now you have regained it. So such was the movement which is described in the Vedic among the Angirasa rishis. They had lost the cows. They had possessed the cows at one time. They had light in them. But now that light is lost. Where has it gone? Where have the cows gone? Where are they lost? Where are they hidden? Are they hidden? Are they destroyed? One doesn't know. But it is very important to find out this light, these cows.